feel like I'm working back good 98%, just trying to get my legs under me every day, come out here and just run to the ball and build my stamina up. That's, yeah, you know what I mean. So, yeah, stamina. Yeah, there you go, stamina. So, it's good.
Are you expecting to play the normal amount this week, or do you know yet?
I don't know yet. I'm just going out there just to, whenever they call my name, just go out there and perform and try to make plays and see whenever Coach Koo wants me out. So, I don't think I'm going in there with the mindset of playing the whole game and just see what happens.
It can be a frustrating time for injuries because you can't really push it too much. How frustrating was it with having an injury like that? It can be a little touchy.
Yeah, it sucked because, you know, it's real tedious with the work. You know, I wanted to come out the second day after I did it. But, you know, Coach Kubiak and Greek told me just to chill out and relax and get it better. So, you know, that kind of made me better, and having them backing me as far as just relaxing, getting it better, made me feel better. So it just was, you know, just it sucked. Didn't hurt the first day, but, you know, at least I'm able to get it better today and go out there at the first preseason game and show what I got.
A couple weeks in the training camp, what's it been like working with Coach Kolar?
It's been cool. You know, he's an interesting guy. He, you know, expects the best out of everybody, every single play, and he's going to demand it. So it's been good for that, you know, definitely for this time of my career and, you know, just coming in here and trying to make me the best D-lineman. You know, he's proven in what he does with guys, and so I can only respect it and go out there and do what he asked me to do.
We can hear him. He's pretty vocal.
What's he really saying to you when he's yelling and screaming? Is it love? Is it hugs?
It's not love or hugs. It's more of just, you know, get to the ball, you know, do what you got to do, get to the quarterback. You know, he expects us to get to the quarterback every play. So, you know, it's one of those things we just got to go out there, and he's a demanding coach, but, you know, you wouldn't have it any other way as a player.
What's the craziest thing he's said or done?
Says a lot of crazy things. It's one, I mean, not that you can really repeat. It's one of those things where you just try to forget, especially when he's yelling at you. You know, you just try to figure out what he's really saying and things like that. But, you know, he's a good guy. He means well, but just, you know, he can come off in a way. But that's why, you know, it's not meant to have feelings out here. You go out there, you listen to him, and you go back out on the field. So, you know, we try to keep the feelings and having issues about what he says out of it. So we just try to listen to the coach and read between the lines.
Have you heard that story where he wrestled the bear?
Yeah, we've heard it many times. Yeah, we still yet to see the film, so we're waiting to see the film. But, yeah, we've heard about it, and I believe him. So, you know,
what's the story?
Apparently he wrestled a bear, and we think he had boxing gloves and was trained. We don't think he was a wild bear, but, you know, he just said he wrestled a bear and left it at that.
Where did he wrestle a bear?
Somewhere back in the 20s, he said.
Yeah.
It's like Will Ferrell.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you know not to question it.
Yeah, exactly. If he says he's not one to really boast or brag about himself, so if he tells something that he's done, you listen and, you know, don't take it for granted. So, well, I believe him.
What things have he done to make you a better player?
Just, you know, just way more demanding. You know, go out here. He teaches a lot of pass rush moves, and you know, I think that's helped my career out. You know, the first few years we had D. Ware, Sean Phillips, Elvis Dumerville here, so they kind of helped us a lot. But he knows what he's doing, knows how to coach it and teach it step by step. So I think that's the biggest change that I needed, was him coming in here and actually taking step by step as far as pass rushing goes and what I need to hear and what I need to do and to get it all together. So it's been great. And he brought Antonio in here, so that helps a lot to have a guy like that who has been with Bill and who knows what he's doing and has many sacks. So, yeah. I think it's an extra edge because it's our first preseason game. We're tired of going against each other. You know, I think Seattle has something to do with it, but a lot of guys left here that these past 2 years that really aren't here no more. So I think for most of us, just to go out there and show what we have and stay healthy and get to the ball fast and show Coach Phillips and my coach Collier that and the head coach that, you know, he inherited a great team, that we can go out here and do what we've been doing and do it even better. So I think for us, just go out there and be ourselves and play the game how we know how to play it.